of Abraham. By August 19, 1759, fall was fast approaching. Wolfe appeared to be all out of ideas, so he asked his officers to put together a plan for the capture of Quebec. The officers came up with the following plan. The English would land a large force upriver largely unopposed, because the majority of the French army was believed to be tied up at either Beauport or inside the city itself, or, 30 kilometers south in Montreal. Once assembled, this large force would then march directly onto the city. Wolfe didn't like the idea. It lacked the recklessness, the elan of his little adventures at Louisbourg. Thus, he replaced this idea, which made sense to most people, and came up with a plan of his own. Prelude to the Battle on the Plains. During a leisurely stroll along the St. Lawrence, Wolfe got an idea. If the French were confident the cliffs around Quebec City could not be scaled, they wouldn't really be looking for the English to attempt this, now would they? So, the English general reasoned, if the right place could be found, surprise could be achieved. A few weeks previous, while on his ship, Wolfe was viewing the shore through his spyglass. It's kind of like a telescope thing for you young pups. He discovered what appeared to be an abandoned cornfield, an ideal location to assemble an army and perhaps get some cannon and all that kind of good stuff, and not too far away from Quebec City. Now, and leading up, and this is the best part, leading up to the field from the rocky beach below was a narrow, winding path. The French called this path the Anse Folon. On September 13, 1759, Wolfe's army spent 6 hours climbing the goat path. At the top, and I think they went at night, by the way, at the top, British scouts overpowered a few sleeping French sentries assigned to guard the path for just such an occasion. By 5 a.m., Wolfe's army was forming ranks at the bottom of a hill, shown at right, called the Butte et Neveu. The English commander reluctantly took the low ground because he didn't want to give up his position too soon. He needed time to get the required men and artillery in place. While Wolfe's army was busy organizing itself on the plains, the bulk of Montcalm's forces were actually defending Beauport. They had been up all night prepared to repel an attack that never came. Once word reached the French that Wolfe had unexpectedly landed downriver, Montcalm marched his sleepy army double time to meet the English, an hour march away. The French army was reinforced by Iroquois and Algonquin warriors and members of the local militia.